Chairman, whenever you're ready.
Okay, then we'll go ahead and call the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Tuesday, July 12th, 2022 to order. And we will start with roll call.
Chairman Lee Young.
Present.
Vice Chairman Dana Hennis.
Present.
Commissioner Tyson Garten. Commissioner Jenny Greger.
Present.
Commissioner Jim Main.
Present.
First item up is our consent agenda.
I move we approve the consent agenda.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion carries. So first up under public hearings, we have case number 21-15-AN, annexation for 2500 South Rock Falls Lane.
If you'll give us just a moment, we're going to grab those sheets for you.
Troy will be in just 1 second.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, and Troy, I already introduced the case, so we're ready for you.
I didn't realize I was first up. I'm sorry. Good evening, members of the commission and commissioners. For the record, Troy B. Hunan, Planner 3, CUNA Planning and Zoning Department. Part of the staff here at 751 West 4th Street. The application before you this evening proposes annexation only for approximately 8.43 total acres into the CUNA city limits and applying two different zones, approximately 7.4 acres as R2 low density residential and approximately 1 acre as R4, which is medium density residential. The application does involve lots 2 and 3, block 3 of the Avalon Orchard Tract subdivision. The touch for this parcel is across the creek and to the north of this parcel, and if the application for 330 South Strobel Road to the north is approved by City Council, then this application would then have a touch to the city limits. So it's predicated on that approval with City Council, which this body already recommended approval to the City Council for. The applicant may propose development in the future through a separate application. The applicant does intend to go before City Council for a lot split for each of the parcels, 2 and 3, lots 2 and 3. And that would go forward if the annexation were approved by City Council. Following the application's review, staff has determined that if 300 South Strobel Road is approved for annexation, this request would then become eligible for annexation into the city of CUNA, and staff has determined that the application is in compliance with Idaho State Code and with the CUNA Comprehensive Plan, and I will sit for any questions that you might have.
Okay. Are there any questions for Troy at this time?
No.
No? Right. Then, go ahead. Is the applicant here? Please just go ahead and state your name and address for the record, please. And
there we go. Do you want me to start over? Is it, do you need to? Sid Anderson, 2500 Rock Falls Lane. Applicant, also the resident there, 2500 Rock Falls Lane. Just wanting to annex my property to be able to take advantage of the lot split process that's allowed within the city that's not allowed in the county, and that's really what it comes down to. I did speak last month to you on behalf of my neighbor, Alvana, who's here as well. She's annexing her property with that. It makes my property contiguous, and so I'm anxious to be a part of the city. And with that, I'll stand for any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions for the applicant at this time?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Then we'll go ahead and open the public testimony at 6:06. And only one I see listed to testify is Robbie, you know?
Robbie Reno, Kuna School District, 711 East Porter Street, Kuna, Idaho, 83634. We, as a district, as an agent of the board, we understand that, you know, property owners have the rights to do splits and annexations, and we just hope that when it does become developed and it continues that the applicant of the development works with us, where this is just annexation, potentially the future of a plot. We don't have any comment right now, but we just hope that they can work with us when it comes to plot, because we know in the process of the law and where we're at, annexations where we can say yes or no. And so we just have to be cognizant of when we annex that as of right now, we cannot serve if there is development on it without a passage of a bond. And so that's just where we stand, and we just want to inform you of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And I do not see anybody else listed to testify on this application. Is there anybody else here that has signed up that wants to testify on this application? Okay. Okay. All right. Then seeing none, I'll close the public testimony at 6:08, which brings up our conversation on the annexation. Anybody? Any thoughts? Concerns?
I don't see any problem with the annexation, splitting in, you know, having an R2 lot or an R2 zone there is quite attractive, I think, along Indian Creek.
No.
I don't have any problems with it, but I think we've got possibly just some record keeping to do. I think our application said lots 2 and 3 of Block 3. The applicant's letter says lots 1 and 3 of Block 3, and the warranty deed says 1 and 2 of Block 3. So I think we need to clarify that. Troy, do you have
a question? For the record, Troy Behinen. That's a good question, Dana. That's something that staff can rectify with the applicant. Staff was only going off of the GIS maps.
Okay.
And that's what they show.
Okay. Yeah, if you can just look into that, then we'll just make sure the record keeping is correct.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Nice eagle eye.
Numbers are all I see.
Okay. And
good with
it. But otherwise, I think it's good.
Yeah, I think, you know, as Jim said, R2 along the river there is very desirable. So. All right, then.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval for 21-15-AN for 2500 South Rock Falls Lane as outlined with the conditions as outlined in the staff report.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion carries. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Then next up on the agenda, we have case number 22-06-AN. That's another annexation for 14375 South Cole Road. And it's Doug.
Good evening, Chairman, Commissioners. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. The applicant is requesting annexation of approximately 43 acres into CUNA city limits with an M1 light industrial manufacturing zoning district classification. There is no development associated with this application. The East CUNA industrial annexation, case numbers 2111-AN and 21-03-DA, approved by City Council on November 3rd, 2021, allows for the acquirement of additional property outside of the initial industrial annexation area that was proposed if the additional property meets certain requirements in Section 4 and Exhibit C of that development agreement. 14375 South Cole Road is a parcel that meets those requirements. Following review, staff has determined the request is within technical compliance of Idaho State Code and the CUNA Comprehensive Plan to request annexation. Staff would recommend that the commission recommend approval of the annexation with the applicant subject to the conditions of approval listed in Section 9 of your staff report, as well as any other additional conditions this decision-making body decides to impose. I will stand by for any questions.
Are there any questions for Doug at this time?
No.
Well, okay. Then we'll go ahead and have the applicant please come forward and please just state your name and address for the record, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the commission, my name is Tamara Thompson. I'm with the Land Group. Our offices are located at 462 East Shore Drive in Eagle. I'm here tonight representing the property owner for this annexation application. The property is roughly 42.46 acres. It is contiguous to current city limits and within the city's area of impact. The parcel is proposed to be zoned as M1, which is light industrial, which extends the zoning already established in the vicinity. We have reviewed the staff report and agree with staff's recommendation and proposed conditions and findings. We are here, we respectfully request your recommendation for approval, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Are there any questions for Ms. Thompson at this time?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Then we'll go ahead and open the public testimony at 6:13. And the only person I see signed up to testify is, again, Robbie. Please come forward and restate your name and address for the record, please.
Robbie Reno, CUNA School District, 711 East Porter Street, CUNA, Idaho, 83634. Again, as an agent of the board, we support any industrial, any commercial to help take the tax burden off of our patrons for the school district and to help collect that commercial tax base and to widen that tax base. And so we are in support and agree with anything more commercial and to help the city of CUNA with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Right.
Thank you. And I do not see anybody else signed in to testify on this application. Is there anybody here who did not sign in that would like to testify on this application? Well, if you could, please.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with how the process works.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. Jessica, I'll have you sign this real fast, and then you have a bit. Perfect. Thank you. And then, yeah, as we would if you just state your name and address for the record on the recording, please.
Okay, my name's Raymond Charters. My address is 1179 South Rumney Avenue here in CUNA, 83634. I own a trucking company, and with the infrastructure of the area, truck access is extremely limited to almost every industrial area in CUNA. Swan Falls Road, Avalon, all these roads are farm roads. Your average length of a commercial vehicle, even into a light industrial setting, is 72 feet plus with the standard trailers and stuff like that. We do not have the infrastructure in place to where commercial vehicles can safely access just about any industrial area in this city, period. I have to negotiate trying to get into the light industrial area off of Best Business Drive with three subpar railroad crossings. And tight roads, tight turns to where I cannot execute a safe turn unless the intersection is completely clear. So I would like the City Council to take note of this in your planning and zoning process, to where the developers or the county or the city needs to improve intersections for commercial vehicle access. It's a safety issue with the general motoring public and a safety issue with the transportation industry. And that's all I have to say on the subject. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Then, seeing nobody else signed in, I don't know if there's anything the applicant would like to respond to on that. And if, okay, then about then we'll go ahead and close the public testimony at 6:17, which bring up our discussion on the annexation of the property.
Well, I think it's a good area for it to expand what we've been trying to at least develop out that way, and especially for the gentleman's concerns about the traffic and trying to set up the infrastructure out there. That's part of the design out there is to keep it out of the city city core, where it's easier to make those arrangements in the industrial areas. So I think that's something that definitely is a good concern. They have not really addressed that one in the past within the city, but I think especially out here where it's at, it makes it a lot more accessible and something that would be designed for better. But again, this is just annexation. That's something that the applicant can going to take into consideration as they do further design on the parcel.
No. I agree with what you just said. I think it's fully appropriate for that area. That is in our comp plan. It's consistent with that. So I don't have any issues with the annexation itself.
I'm in agreement with that. I do have concerns also about our road system out here. However, this is just an annexation at this time. And during the design portion of it, we can look closer at how they address that.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with both gentlemen.
Okay.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval for the annexation of case number 22-06-AN for 14375 South Cole Road with the conditions as outlined in the staff report.
I'll second that.
Okay. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. Motion carries. Thank you. Back up to the agenda here. Then the next case under public hearings, we have 22-01-SUP, special use permit for in-home daycare. And Jessica.
Good evening, commissioners. For the record, Planner 2, Jessica Reed, 751 West 4th Street. Khadija Mberwa, did I say it right? Okay. Request special use permit approval to operate an in-home group daycare for up to 12 children, Monday through Sunday, from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 118 North Cambrick Drive. Khadija holds the required pediatric CPR, AED, and first aid certification and is familiar with best child care practices, as well as having an established sick child policy and evacuation plan. The home in which the daycare services will be provided is a two-story home with fully fenced backyard. Per Idaho Code 39-1109, only the first floor will be permitted to be used, and the applicant will abide by the appropriate child-to-staff ratio that's determined by the fire safety inspection. Upon complete review, staff recommends the commission approve case number 22-01-SUP, with the applicant being subject to the conditions in staff's report. And I will answer any questions you may have. The applicant is present, but does not necessarily have anything she'd like to add.
Okay. Are there any questions for Jessica at this time?
No.
Okay. Then I'll go ahead and open up the public testimony at 6:21. I do not see anybody signed in to testify on this application. And again, I'll just ask if there's anybody here who would like to testify on this application who did not sign in. Okay, and seeing none, we'll close the public testimony at 6:22, I'm sorry. So that would come back around to us.
Well, I think this one's pretty straightforward. You know, it seems like something that everybody needs. It's not enough of in the city especially. And I like this one where they've kind of given consideration to doing weekends as well, you know, full 7 days a week, because there's a lot of people that have variant schedules that aren't just Monday through Friday, like a lot of daycares provide. So I don't see anything wrong. They've got everything, has the conditions in place for the inspections and such. So,
yeah, including fire and the state and everybody else. So I don't see anything. I don't have any issues with this application.
I don't have any issues either.
No, I don't either. I just really appreciate that they have come to the city to be licensed and do it properly, and the weekend thing's fantastic.
Yes. In that case, I recommend, I move we approve 22-01-SUP for 1118 North Cambrick in-home daycare with the conditions as outlined in the staff report.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Next item up under business items is case number 22-09-DR. That's design review for 1159 and 1221 North J. Jackson Mill Avenue for a commercial shelf.
Hello again, Commissioners. Again, for the record, Jessica Reed, Planner 2, 751 West 4th Street in CUNA. The applicant requests designer review approval for two commercial shells. Building 1, located at 1159 North Jackson Mill, is proposed to be approximately 6,921 square feet with a drive-through on its southern end and will accommodate up to six total suites. And Building 2 at 1221 North Jackson Mill is proposed to be approximately 7,456 square feet with the drive-through on its northern end and will accommodate up to seven suites. The subject sites are lots 1 and 2, block 12 of the Ashton Estates subdivision, number 2, and are currently zoned C1 neighborhood commercial. The subject sites are accessed via one fully improved driveway from North Jacksonville Avenue and a cross access to 1097 North Jacksonville to the south of the previously approved Heartland Dental is also proposed. Per ACHD, no roadway improvements are required as a result of the development. The proposed commercial shells are to be oriented with the main business entrances facing west towards Meridian Road. And the proposed facades offer changes and expanse by using stucco, stone, doors and windows, fascia and awnings, and metal lap siding in neutral colors and accents of copper penny. Proposed parking for the subject site offers 111 standard stalls, 5 compact stalls, and 5 ADA stalls. Upon complete review, staff find the application to be in compliance with CUNA City Code, the Comprehensive Plan of Future Land Use Map, and Idaho Code. Staff recommends the commission approve case number 22-09-DR, with the applicant being subject to the conditions outlined in staff's report. With that, I will answer any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions for Jessica? You have one. Did J&M have any comment, yay or nay, thoughts on the
They site? Did not either way.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions for Jessica? Okay. And is the applicant present?
They are not.
No.
Are they? Oh, you're over there. I just didn't see you, hon. Sorry.
Okay. Just state your name and address for the record and anything you'd like to add to what Jessica.
Sure, yeah. I'm Jessica Petty with 1215 Design, 1897 South Satellite Way in Boise, Idaho. Jessica pretty much summed it up. It's two large shell buildings, each with a drive-through option. We don't have tenants yet, but we're getting calls daily, and you know, highest bidder gets the best spot, and you know, we're ready to go, and just need your approval to get on to the next step.
Okay. Any questions for the applicant?
Yeah, I do have a little concern here looking at the parking layout. Mm-hmm. You have on the north end of the building, you just have a drive-through around the building, and then you've got one entrance off of Jackson Mill. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to me that you've got some traffic flow issues there. I'm not sure who laid this out, but I see that you have fire truck turning areas, and yeah.
I did meet with the fire marshal, and he approved that. He said that there was enough space for the fire trucks and the fire lanes along the adjacent roads, that he didn't have any issues with that. And we would have some signage as well directing the flow of traffic through there.
Well, I'm sure that it all meets the intent of the code. I'm looking at it from a more common sense approach.
Sure.
If this in my option, I wouldn't enter this parking lot, given the fact that if I went north in it, I'd have to either back out or find a place to turn around to get out of it. So you may want to have your designer take a look at it and just make sure it flows properly.
Sure.
Yeah, I kind of echo your concern. I was wondering, because are you going to have signage that says that's a drive-through only towards the north side? Because there's going to be a lot of people that pull that way and are going to want to come around the building.
Yeah, we would put whatever signage makes sense. I don't remember exactly in front of me how it works, but yeah, directing the flow of traffic and, you know, for these buildings, you would go over here and how to maneuver around.
Okay. I have no other questions.
Okay, are there any other questions for?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That.
I guess I do have one question. So, being new to the commission, I don't know what the how the building worked that's got Cafe Rio and that building. I don't know if those that drive-through, like at I think it's Cafe Rio, was added on or approved originally, but on the plan and reality is two different things. So my question would be, do they have the option to come back and add drive-throughs on either one of these buildings on the end that doesn't have a drive-through? Okay. Because that would be a real concern for me.
It's part of the special use permit is the drive-through.
Okay. So. All right. Thank you for that clarification.
Commissioner Greger, to respond to your concern with that Cafe Rio drive-through, you are correct. In reality, the design did not transfer well. The company, Cafe Rio, did come back forward and requested redesign of that drive-through to make it work better. But yes, we definitely understand your concern.
Okay, thank you.
And I guess to follow up on your concern with the building you're thinking of, that drive-through is directly adjacent to the main drive aisle going between the buildings, where I think this one will be a little more, there'll be a little more relief with it being at the south end with the options for the other building and other traffic to kind of go another direction. And then also having that cross-access using an agreement on the south end.
Yeah, I don't know. I echo Jim's concerns. I've driven around the Cafe Rio building enough that having just this one path that you're supposed to go around the buildings and then that northern drive-through concerns me about people driving lately. I'll just be frank. I think that has to be well noted. If we allow that drive-through on the north side as the only access across there, I think it would be better suited to have another cross-traffic access like the south side. But because you're going to pull in, you're going to have somebody's going to try to go that way and find that they can't get through, and then they're going to have to try to back up while somebody else is trying to get out of a parking place or get in. I have concerns with that. And not a lot of good traffic flow through here. There's only one real path. So I have concerns. I'm not sure. I like the buildings. I like the building layouts. I think the architecture looks nice. The elevations look good. Landscaping I like. I'm concerned about the traffic flow here.
And looking at the north end, I can see where, with no escape lane associated with that drive-through.
Well, we just had a gentleman testify earlier about truck traffic, and if someone were actually pull into that parking lot with a truck to unload something, and they went north, there would be no way for them easily.
Is there any way you put the site layout on
up on that one.
As a visual only, but okay, since this is not a public hearing, we can't have testimony.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about just truck offload. If this happens to be some sort of a residential or retail type tenant, they're going to have deliveries, and that's going to be a tough one.
That's going to be really tough.
So, I'm sorry, sir. Yeah. We can't take any public testimony on this application.
I see your concerns.
Just driving a big pickup truck would be a tough one.
I think we need to have some sort of a passageway through the north, around the north end of that building.
Yeah, I think that would just make this so much better to have something that crosses across there. I mean, you're not going to get the same turning radiuses that you need for some of the bigger, like fire trucks and stuff, but I don't know if that's as big a concern. I don't know what. Because the south side has a fire truck turning radius indicated. You're not going to get that on the north side, but I think we just need general traffic up that way. But they have to, because there's no, you can't get out through the next parcel in any decent-sized truck either.
No.
They're going to have a very specific route that they can get into. Plus, like you said, if they deliver to that north building, they're going to have to back in and block everything.
No, I think we need to revisit that and at least have an escape route lane on that side.
Yeah, I've got too many concerns on this one.
Like I said, architecturally, the building, it fits with everything else in the area. I think the issue is that north side, and just trying to put so much building on a site, we just need to have somebody look at that.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to cram too much onto a site, and we're not thinking about flow.
Agreed.
So,
can I make a suggestion?
Please.
So, are you proposing if we just add another drive aisle to the side, basically mirror what we have over there, then you would approve that? Okay. Would it make any difference if we limited the parking to the, east or the bottom of the page, to staff-only parking, so there wouldn't really be any flow in there? It would be for only the people working in those buildings.
To answer that for me, I would say you could sign the heck out of that with flashing red lights, and people don't pay attention to that.
Sure.
Especially if there's a restaurant and a drive-thru at that.
Well, then you just have to buy a hamburger to pass through.
That's not so bad.
It's a good marketing scheme.
So.
But, I do think if you're willing to approve, I think the client would be okay if we made the second building a little smaller there, added another drive aisle, so we could just continue the flow all the way around both buildings. The original plan was just, of course, maximize square feet, get as much leasable space as we could. But we certainly don't want to cause problems for the people going to the buildings.
No, and we appreciate that offer. That's one of the things that we've noticed just with some of the retail that's driving around. As patrons and local people passing through some of the parking lots, those are difficulties. So this one, we see it already. So I think that would be something that I would be okay with by doing that.
Okay.
As long, so. But thank you for your
honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I would be okay with that because that eliminates the dead ends for me on that side. I think we still have some issues about trucks and deliveries, but I think if they time those and maybe put some stipulations on when deliveries are, that would be something that would have to be done. You just don't have them done at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I would think that if we would just match the drive aisles that we have on the south end, on the north end, then that would make it more accessible around the building.
Commission Chairman, for the record, Jessica Reed. I would recommend, so that we have a full, complete record, if you are moving towards a request to mirror the south building, that you table this to the next available date for Planning and Zoning Commission so that you can review that officially and make your approval or denial at that time.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, considering we're the final say on that, they then wouldn't have to go to, you know, another council month that. Out for council, so that wouldn't be so bad.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move we table case number 22-09-DR design review for 1159 and 1221 North Jackson Mill Avenue, commercial shell buildings, till the next available planning and zoning meeting on July 26th to review a new site plan for cross access on the north side.
Before I ask for a second, does that 2-week period give the applicant time to revise that site plan?
Would you be opposed if instead of doing a 2-way street, could we do a 1-way up? So we'd have the drive aisle and then a 1-way, so you could just then loop around the building just to try to keep the building as large as we can. So you'd still be able to get out from there. There is quite a bit of space to turn around. If you're up at the top portion of it, you could turn around and get yourself back out.
Like another 12 foot instead of 20 foot?
Yeah. Save 12 feet of building if we could.
I guess let's... We can continue our discussion.
Okay.
Then, with that in mind, we do have a recommendation, but then if I can get a second to deny that, then we can come back to our discussion and work on another possible.
So what is it you need?
Just shoot me down.
To say, yeah.
Go a second.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Let me ask, is there a second on Dana's motion? Okay, hearing none, and we'll come back to our discussion. For me, I think it gives the ability for the escape lane. It gives the opportunity for traffic to, if need be, flow around the north end. I think it'd have to be just a little bit more than 12 feet to accommodate that little bit of space between the drive-through and a wrap lane, but I don't. For me, I don't know that it needs the full 24 feet, but that's just my thought. I don't. what your thoughts are.
Well, I'm not sure how we could do a one-way around that. Right now we've got two ways going north to that point on both sides of the building. I think we need to go with the full width access around the drive-through lane.
I mean, it definitely would be a kind of more westerly movement around there. You have to deliberately go up and around to have to return, but I am still concerned. I think it definitely would be more predominant in that one direction. Just, yeah, I'm concerned about the dead area up in the northwest corner, what that's going to become.
Any other additional thoughts on that north? If
well, I understand what the applicant's asking. I'm trying to see if there's a compromise somewhere.
Somebody wanted a full drive aisle access in there. It's, you know, the drive aisle itself is 24 feet. You make a loop around the building, which they've got on the other sides, but just not that north end. Trying to draw on the screen there.
I wouldn't suggest that. The one thing I do worry about is if it's only a one-way, is somebody going to try to shoot up the other direction on the drive-through? You know how drivers are right now.
Yeah. I think that may go back to the question about the employee parking only, people not following.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're all out there on the roads enough right now and how it's been the last couple of years. I just think it's a concern. There's no way to really separate those two. You're going to have somebody trying to cut around. I think it's a safety concern. I don't know. I still recommend a two-way. I'd love to give them as much square footage as I can, but not at the risk of safety.
Okay. Then,
does the drive aisle between the two buildings, is that required to be 24 feet?
I believe that's the minimum drive aisle width for the city.
So for the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, there isn't a specified width in code for the drive aisle, but the drive aisle can be no less than 22 feet wide to accommodate with 11-foot travel lanes. 24 is preferred.
Okay, thank you. I think we need to go with the two-way on the north end of that also.
Yeah, I think we're asking for trouble if we don't.
Okay.
Okay. Cafe Rio is a perfect example.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get it right the first time and not live with it.
If we had more of a separation, it'd be one thing. But we run into that same issue that we've already watched.
Just to kind of make up for the square feet, would we be able to combine the buildings into one and eliminate the drive aisle in between?
The only problem you would get with that is your trash arrangements. Your trash on the west mid spot you wouldn't be able to access.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to revise that. And
yeah, we could, with another drive aisle on the other side, we could move it down. Put it in the corner there where there's no parking.
I wouldn't be opposed to reviewing it. I don't know what you guys think. I think that would...
You know, I think the only thing you'd have to look at there is allowable building areas.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to have your architect take into account square footage and whether or not you exceed certain limitations.
Sure.
But I wouldn't have a problem putting the buildings together. What's that?
I am the architect.
Oh.
So I just consulted, and I think that's okay.
So are the buildings okay?
I think so. They should be. I mean, I'll double-check for sure once I have the numbers in front of me, but... On the lots, the size, I think we're good.
Okay. Then,
shall we just table it then to have to review the next site plan for this meeting? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm checking for the next best date, as we'll have to send it back out for review to the applicable least fire. Just fire and Jane in. We should be good for the 26th of July if you can have that submitted ASAP.
Mr. Chairman, then I move we table 22 case number 22-09-DR design review for 1159 and 1221 North Jacksonville Avenue. Jackson Mill Avenue, commercial shells, until July 26th, planning and zoning meeting of 2022 to review a revised site plan.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Then, seeing nothing else on the agenda, is there anything that anybody has to add? Or? Okay. Then, I'd stand for a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn the meeting tonight.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.